Breaking the record. I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News. Last month was the hottest March on record and the 10th straight record-breaking month. Copernicus, the European Union's climate agency, says both air and ocean temperatures hit all-time highs for the month. An appeals court rejects former President Trump's bid for an emergency delay of next week's hush money trial. His attorney's also trying to get the gag order against him lifted.
His legal team has slammed the gag order, called for the judge's recusal, and argued he can't get a fair trial in Manhattan. The former president is charged with falsifying business records to cover up payments to adult film star Stormy Daniels before the 2016 election. He has pleaded not guilty. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
The appeals court is likely to hear those arguments on Tuesday. Special counsel Jack Smith's team's urging the Supreme Court to reject former President Trump's claim that he is immune from prosecution. The team submitted that request weeks before the high court hears arguments on April 25th in the classified documents case. Also from the former president, he releases his campaign stance on abortion, saying he'll leave it up to states.
And whatever they decide must be the law of the land.
The former president declined to endorse a federal abortion ban after his campaign floated a 15-week ban earlier this year. Trump said he supports exceptions for rape, incest, and life of the mother.
Fox's Madison Scarpino. Pro-life groups blasting the former president for not taking a stronger stance on abortion, while the group Emily's List says he's punting the issue so he won't alienate voters. UConn slams Purdue 75-60 to become the first team since 2007 to capture back-to-back NCAA championships. And stocks ended mixed. The Dow lost 11 points. The Nasdaq up 5. The S&P 500 down to. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Americans will be talking about it for years, the total solar eclipse awed millions from Texas to Maine.
We know that some transportation and emergency management folks have prepared for this for the last 2 years. We also heard from William Shatner, Captain Kirk, who gave us the preamble to the eclipse. We had a one-on-one with him.
There are natural events taking place in the world all the time that attract our attention. We've unfortunately taken the magic away and given a scientific explanation, but there's still so much that we don't understand.
The fact that we got to take this in for over 4 minutes is unique. The last total solar eclipse was in 2021, and it was only visible from Antarctica for less than 2 minutes.
Fox Business's Kelly Saberi. President Biden says he's proposing a fresh plan to help more than 30 million student loan borrowers.
My administration will propose a new rule to cancel up to $20,000 in runaway interest for any borrower that owes more now than when they started paying the loan.
The president speaking in the swing state of Wisconsin. In Las Vegas, a deadly shooting at a law office.
Police say the gunman walked into the law office and opened fire. A man and a woman were killed. The shooter is also dead, police believe, from a self-inflicted wound. Sheriff Kevin McMahill of Las Vegas Metro Police said he can't confirm a motive, but hinted at a possible connection to the victims.
We have a theory at this point, but I cannot release any of that information until I'm confirmed that information.
Police say there appears to be no further danger to the community. They're also searching the gunman's car for any additional clues as to why this shooting took place. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
And Tesla agrees to settle a lawsuit over its autopilot's part in a fatal 2018 crash in California. I'm Carmen Roberts, and this is Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.